Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Virgin in the Ice by Ellis Peters. Chapter 1. It was early in November of 1139 that the tide of civil war, lately so sluggish and inactive, rose suddenly to sweep over the city of Worcester, wash away half its livestock, property, and women, and send all those of its inhabitants who could get away in time scurrying for their lives northwards, away from the marauders, to burrow into hiding wherever there was manor or priory, walled town or castle strong enough to afford them shelter. By the middle of the month, a straggle of them had reached Shrewsbury, and subsided thankfully into the hospitable embrace of monastery or town, to lick their wounds and pour out their grievances. They were not in too bad case, apart from the old or sick, for the winter had not yet begun to bite hard. The weatherwise foretold that there was bitter cold in store, heavy snows and hard and prolonged frosts. But as yet the land lay dour, cloudy and mild, with capricious winds, but clear of frost or snow.
"Thanks be to God," said Brother Edmund, the infirmarer, devoutly, "or we should have had more burials on our hands than three, and they all passed their 70.
Even so, he was hard put to it to find beds in his hospice for all those who needed them, and there was thick straw laid down in the stone hall for the overflow. They would live to return to their spoiled city before the Christmas feast. But now, exhausted and apathetic with shock, they needed all his care, and the abbey's resources were stretched to their limits. A few fugitives with distant relatives in the town had been taken in.